Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your go-to source for all the latest updates in the region's aerospace industry. I am Emma, and I am joined by my co-host Daniel. Today we have an exciting story to share with you about a new partnership that is set to transform the talent landscape in the aerospace sector.
That's right, Emma. We are talking about the collaboration between the NWAA and IN4 Group. This partnership is set to provide over 160 local people with a direct pathway into the aerospace industry. That is quite a big claim, right?
Yes, and what is really interesting is that this partnership is not just about providing job opportunities, it is also about equipping people with the most in-demand tech skills. That is where IN4 Group Skills City comes into play.
Right, I see. Skills City is a leading digital skills bootcamp provider, working with the Department of Education and local authorities. Each year they pathway over 600 interns into tech careers. That is pretty impressive.
Definitely, and what sets Skills City apart is their unique approach. Each intern works on a live industry project over 6 weeks, which allows them to showcase their talent to prospective employers.
Wow, that is so cool. So after the 6 weeks, these interns can progress as tech interns for a period of 6 to 12 months. That gives employers a try-before-you-buy approach to talent acquisition.
Exactly, and the NWAA represents around 25% of the UK aerospace industry, contributing a turnover in excess of £7 billion to the UK economy.
That is a significant contribution. The partnership is led by Mo Issap, CEO of IN4 Group, and Professor Andrew Schofield, Chairman of the NWAA. I wonder what their vision is for this collaboration.
Well, Mo Issap is really excited about extending Skills City into the region's advanced aerospace engineering and manufacturing supply chain. His ambition is to create the most diverse, local and industry-ready talent pipeline anywhere in the country.
That sounds like a strong vision, and Professor Schofield has seen the benefits of this program firsthand, especially with their collaboration with Bay Systems, which has already supported over 60 people.
Yes, and the goal is to break down the barriers of entry to the aerospace sector by introducing a new wave of talent to local employer networks.
I see, so this is not just about new talent, but also about upskilling existing workforces in the industry. That is crucial for the growth of businesses in the aerospace sector.
Absolutely. Paula Gill, CEO of the NWAA, mentioned that the sector is increasingly adopting new digital and cyber-based technologies, and this partnership will help address the skills gap.
I wonder how they plan to measure the success of this partnership. Do they have any specific metrics in mind?
They aim to pathway over 160 local people into the aerospace industry. And with Skills City's proven track record of placing over 600 interns each year, they are in a good position to achieve this.
That sounds like a solid plan. And with the support of the NWAA's network of 125 companies, including big names like Rolls-Royce and Bay Systems, they can really make an impact.
Right, the partnership is an important step forward in addressing the digital skills shortage in the region and supporting the growth of businesses in the aerospace industry.
I think it is really inspiring to see how this collaboration is breaking down barriers and opening up new opportunities for people from all backgrounds.
Definitely, and with such a strong focus on diversity, with 38% of interns being female career changers and 53% from an ethnic minority, it is clear that they are committed to creating a more inclusive industry.
That is great to hear. It is all about creating a future-ready workforce in the aerospace sector. So to wrap up, this partnership between the NWAA and IN4 Group is set to transform the talent landscape in the Northwest aerospace industry.
Yes, and we at the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News are excited to follow this initiative and see how it unfolds. Thank you for joining us today, and we will be back next time with more updates from the aerospace industry.
Stay tuned and keep an eye out for more news on this groundbreaking partnership. Until next time, this has been the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.